Blog Talk Radio.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Happy to be here again, giving thanks and praise to Olodumare, all the ancestors, Bogbo Iramole, for life. I share that we are able to open our mouths and speak about the things that are going on in our lives that affect us, the things that are not right, and trying our best to make things right. So this evening, we have a special episode. This episode is dedicated to the Iyanfas and the Olorishas of our way of life. And when we talk about the Iyanfas and Olorishas, I'm going to have my special guest come on and introduce herself and open up with a prayer for us for good outcomes of this show. Iya Fayomi, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Ashe Aburu Aboye. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe. Can you open up with a prayer for us, Ida? And we can jump right into the show.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ela wa. Arumi lava wa. If I be a bawa coco day. A room you love be a bawa coco bo. A regular night take a get day. I'll be a moki, bake a momo corridor, if a lolo near, if a lolo not, if a lolo to and pay away. A room in a lonely John Marino Sadaye. He shared around me only mo and tall. Only to your Risha, y'all for me, mo and tall. Mo juba side in the Tori, I don't like to bury if a lolo near the Tori, and I keep care, keep a shale, keep the phone, and kill, kill, wash, shake. Bobo, one tear, joko tea, five runny tea, divine spirit of a roomila on this, O'Shea, saw. We ask you and all the listening audience with one ori, with Isheshe, to listen to your heart, listen to your mind, and listen and connect to the spirit of Olodumare, that we come in peace, that we come in love, that we come in compassion for each and one of us to learn, to educate ourselves, and to empower ourselves into ways that we will be able to help and heal our families, and with healing our families, heal the world. Remembering that with all the Iyanfas and all Olorisha, with all women everywhere, there is one woman, a man who makes the seed and the child that can always give birth to a Romula. We give praise and thanks to you this day, and keeping in gratitude, this we say, in the name of Ifa, Ashe.
Thank you very much, Iya. I'd like you to introduce yourself to the listening audience so when we address that, we know who we are addressing. Can you do that?
Okay. Yes, mm-hmm. I can. I am the Iyabia Wokbaye of Ilefe, the Iyanfa, Chief Iyanfa of Ilewonson, the Romula Mimo Temple in at 4311 North 80th Lane, Phoenix, Arizona. And so that is also, I have another title too, but I'm also the Yeye Abomola of the court of the Copa Juto. So that's my lineage, and that's who I am, and most people just call me Yeye Fayomi.
Ashe. Okay. So tonight our topic is centered around the roles of Ianfa and Olorishas. And, you know, when we talk about roles, you know, we're talking about what responsibilities or what rights does the title of Ianfa or as an Olorisha priest, what can we do? I'd like to first start with the Ianfa, since that is the most controversial of all the topics when it comes to roles of women in Ifa and Orisha life. So can you, you know, I'm just giving you free reign. Yes.
It does sound like I'm being callous, but I'm not being callous. I think that the only reason why it has become controversial is that the misinformation over the years here in the diaspora made it that way. People were not told or educated on what the roles are. But ideally, a Ianfa is the female equivalent to the male priest of Ifa, which is the Babalawo. And that also says that she goes through the grove of initiation, the same as the Elgon priest of Babalawo. Okay? She does not see Odu. He does if he goes to Odu, because it's a separate thing. Not all Babalawos have Odu, which is to a whole nother kind of level, because if they don't have Odu, they should not be doing initiations.
Okay, see, that too in itself is a controversy too for Nyanfa, because if the Babalawo that doesn't have Odu cannot do initiation, how does the Ianfa that doesn't see Odu, how can she do it if as two people too? So this is one of the questions.
It's a cooperative relationship, okay? It was designed to be a cooperative relationship. No priest should, no initiation should go without Ianfa being present there. On site, doing the work, helping with the work. So that's another aspect. The woman who puts, you know, that has the issue as we're questioning Ifa, and it has the issue on her head, that should be a Ianfa. That's, you know, one of the rites, that one of the rituals, rather, that's involved in initiations. So,
okay, I'd like to bring Yaba online, Awadeli online as well.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Yaba, are you online?
Very
good. Ashe
Obato.
Ashe.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was speaking. I just interrupt for a minute to bring you online about the process where the Ianfa is present, meaning what the Ianfa does as part of the process of initiating someone in Ifa. But it's not that we're revealing any, we don't want to reveal any secrets, but the normal information, a normal body of information that people would be able to understand what really happened. So she is saying it's a collective effort. It's not no one man or one woman. That's
Let
right.
Let me try that
right.
again. A collaborative effort. So
collaborative.
Not just collective, because collective suggests something else, but in context, the collaboration between the Babalawo, the Eluo, okay, she can in effect take in a position of as one of the trainers. She can take, in effect, the Ajibona position. Well, ideally, here, you're going to find some differences and nuances, no different than you would find differences and nuances in Nigeria from region to region, town to town. They have subtle differences, but basically you still have a basic foundation of rituals that are exclusively to Ifa. Women have a strong role and presence there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we also have to remember that this year's Odu in Idi Bami talks about women in Ifa specifically. That the Odu suggests and tells about how Arumila was able to be saved by Anifa. So, I mean, we can get further into that, but just letting you know that that's part of the things that are really prevalent and probably why this energy is coming up over and over again, too. That's so that we actually can educate people. The priest's name was Aruko Yalegun Odi Usa, or Orisha Oke. Okay. She is the one that is in Idi Bami for this year and says, you know, that she specifically saved the Arumila from death itself because he to her for not for initiation, but for Dafa, so that because previous priests had told him, pack up your bags, you're getting ready to go back to heaven. Okay? And she told him, as she looked at the signature, which was Idi Bami, and said, no, they're wrong. It's saying that you're about to be celebrated and become a great king here. So it's, you know, it's telling you of the role of women, even more than just Oshun. There were others who were initiated into Ifa in ancient times. So if people are aware and are made aware and are educated in this, they will be able to find that out as well. So that's where I'm at. I just wanted to throw that in there real quick so that, you know, people can digest on that because that's information that they actually need.
Yes.
And if anybody needs the Odu itself or the text that it comes from, then I'd be more than happy to send a copy of the Odu of the year with that verse in it. All they have to do is just inbox me and on Facebook and it'll be fine. I can get it to them.
Well, you see, all of this talk about the role of Ianfa is coming up more and more and more because it hasn't been clear from the very beginning, meaning, well, because of lack of understanding or lack of knowledge, people didn't get it clear. I mean, most women that they go and initiate to Ifa, they're automatically given the title of Ianfa. Yes, we know it's a title that comes with Ifa, but it comes with Itefa. But women...
So
yes,
and so is
Babalawo, and so is Babalawo. But the problem that has been a standing problem even up to now is how does the Ianfa function equivalent to the Babalawo? Because a lot of Ianfas, you know, and I'm not bashing any Ianfas, but Ianfas need to be trained. A lot of the Ianfas are untrained compared to Babalawo.
Okay, well, let me try this. I would suggest strongly, okay, just to interject something, that for most people here in the United States and in the diaspora, so I will include Brazilian condom blay, I would include those houses that are Lukumi, throughout South America as well as in the Caribbean, here in the United States as well, okay? Many people have been Orisha from birth. many people have been in Orisha and studying since birth when they came in that tradition. Okay? This is when we start to look at, and I feel, this is just my personal opinion, that what has happened is more political, that this misunderstanding, this miseducation has come. If they came through the ranks and have been studying since birth here for Orisha, how many houses here have had from Florida across, from up to New York, across to the West Coast, that have been in Ifa, even down in South Carolina, they've been in Ifa and Orisha all their life. So all of a sudden that's on it because someone says, well, if you don't get it from here, it's not valid. They did not give us the respect to ask you what you knew or made a comparison to what you did know. And I call that bridging, okay? I'm not saying that you should be in one or the other. I'm saying that it is worth it for us to take a comparative look at what we do have when we're initiating into other systems of the same thing, because I don't care. No matter what, the people that jumped off that boat and came onto the lands here by gunpoint were black. They look black to me every day. Okay? And they came here with their cowrie. They came here with their seeds. They came here with Orisha in their head. So you mean to tell me that Shango forgot them when they came here? That Oshun forgot them? That he forgot them when they came here? I think not.
Okay,
so
I think
we have to take that into consideration and count it. Okay?
Yes.
Because then when you can sit down with our woes in Naija, then you can say, this is what I know. This is what I know. And that's including anyone going over to be initiated to Ifa, women particularly. Now, if you don't know and you haven't had that experience or you're not coming up through the ranks, that's different. But here, initiation to Ifa should be an ongoing study from the time you have started, and I do mean study, to be up under someone.
Okay. Well, you see, that is a problem for a lot of people because people separate all the time for whatever reason. They separate all the time. So there has to be some other mechanism put in place for people to learn or at least for them to know that they can continue learning. Because when people separate from their Iyas, their Babas, they separate – they're like, oh, I'm out there. I'm all alone, you see? So we have all of these people. But I'd like to open up the line because there are a couple people online. I think they want to raise their hand.
Okay.
Good evening. You're on Blog Talk Radio with Mama Ye Ye. We would like to hear from you. First caller. You're live on the air. Hello. 850-319-2831. You're live on the air.
Okay, they don't want to talk. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Good evening. You're on the air on Blog Talk Radio with Mama Ye Ye. You're live. Hello.
232-3232-392-4257.
You're on the air.
Okay. Now I'm going to take the next two callers in a minute. But there's been four people on the line holding on. Maybe they just want to listen in. But the other question is, or one of the main questions that we have here is, aside from knowing that Yanfa is a title that is equivalent to the Babalawo. I mean, what roles exactly would the Iyanfa play, you know, within the community? First, let's say.
She's a priest. Okay, you have a couple of things here. First and foremost, even before initiation, when you're on the mat and it's being said that in your hand of Ifa that this person should go to Ifa, one of the questions that I ask specifically, but that's because I came up through the ranks and I understood that that was something I needed to ask. When they said, oh, you need to go to Ifa, I said, how? What kind of way? What am I supposed to do? Who am I supposed to work with? Okay? What kind of priest am I supposed to be? Because if this is not for my health, okay, this is not for my career advancement, I am supposed a community priest. So what is my target group that I have to work specifically with? And Ifa gave me explicit directions on what I needed to do. And I've been doing that ever since.
Okay. You see, I'm thinking that some people misunderstand the point where they go to Ifa, go to Ifa, and the reason, according to their Odu, what is their destiny, what is their function. A lot of people figure, okay, I'm an Ifa priest, and that's it. And, you know, I can go around and, you know, say, I'm an Ifa priest, I'm an Ifa priest, I'm an Ifa priest, and not really engage Ifa in the way that a functioning, practicing priest does. So, but not to say that everybody's destiny is that either. Sometimes Ifa tells the person, listen, you're a doctor, okay, go ahead and be a doctor. You're a mother, okay, go ahead and be a mother. That's your destiny. Take care of your family. Oh, you are a herbalist? Okay, go ahead and involve yourself in that. Or maybe that's your function in Ifa, that everything is not, let me see, all-round thing, like an all-round education, so to speak. It's more of a focus on your own life, and that part of your life fits into Ifa. A lot of people are unclear about that, and unless I have the wrong inclination, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay. There are, you know, when we look at, you know, that there's an Ita with the initiation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have, and in that Ita, it gives you directives of what you're supposed to do. And and you also have, even prior to that Ita, you have a pre-initiation, a double bodu, okay, which it gives you an understanding about what's getting ready to take place even before the initiation. That should be done, okay?
Right.
So in that Ita, it gives you explicit instruction about what you do, what you're supposed to do. For example, I can say in my own Odu, okay, that I had explicit instructions that I should. So one of the jobs that I'm supposed to have is to be, you know, be first and foremost an Ifa priest. After that, I'm supposed to, I can look at working politics. I can look at working as a consul, which is that's exactly what I am, a site consul, a judge, a magistrate, a solicitor, or advocate, union leader, delegate, market leader. Okay? Those are the jobs that I was told I was supposed to. Okay?
So they're
about what my job was supposed to be. But first at the top of that was I had to be an Ifa priest. Okay.
Okay. Then,
prior to that, I knew that I was going in as a community priest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In that role, I have my additional training not only in Ifa and working with Ifa over the years, and I do mean years, I also have trained as a counselor in psychology. So those are the things that I do to help and enhance what I do as a healer. Not everybody
okay.
has that job. Some people have
not,
other jobs.
That's
call
for
your
sure.
oldest.
Henry.
Okay.
So, Henry. Okay, you raised
so
your
what
hand.
What happens with.
Yes.
Mm hmm.
Okay,
go ahead.
I want to add on to what she's saying, because when I made Ifa, it says it told me that I was a diviner. I was a teacher. I can do whatever I want to do, like if I want to be an artist or whatever, but Ifa says I couldn't work outside. I can't work on nobody else's papers. I couldn't be a slave for a slave. So it's true that Ifa would give you a direction, because also Ifa told me that I had to learn why I needed to make Ifa.
Okay. But as a teacher, that means that you also, before you go into a classroom, you got a specific skill, right?
He didn't mean like a teacher.
I'm just saying
like
in general.
In general.
In general.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In general, even as an artist, as, you know, you have a specific skill that,
mm-hmm.
okay, because like when I did my bachelor's
mm-hmm.
is so far from what my career path was, it's not even funny, because I was an artist in dance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I went in to do dance therapy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and to write. My minor was in writing. And
mm-hmm.
actually, the dance part I don't use, but the skill set as a writer I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did my student teaching internship, you know,
mm-hmm.
I taught at a high school and other stuff. I had to train in that. So there's really, I had to educate myself further and keep on educating myself. As we have to do in Ifa.
Yeah,
so
but I started crying. I had to cry, though. I had to cry because I felt like Ifa took away my own idea of what my destiny was and gave me a destiny. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like
I understand that completely.
Yeah, I wanted to have a guaranteed paid job. I wanted to do a whole lot of things, you know. And he said, well, that's fine and good. But you can't work for nobody. You got to work for me.
But
okay, so we have it clear now. Mm-hmm. We have it clear
in
now that
world.
People,
okay.
when you go to Ifa, that Ifa makes it very specific what it is that you're supposed to be doing. Aside
Absolutely.
From carrying
yeah.
your title. So this
yeah.
is some. This is one key thing that a lot of people have to get clear on, because they figure in their heads once they go to Ifa that they're going to function as an Ifa priest and, you know, do things for other people and, you know, spoot odus out of their mouth and all of this stuff. That is not to say that you shouldn't learn about odus, but maybe that may not be your destiny. Not be the path that you're supposed to be following.
But
let me give another example.
I want to throw out a question. I want to throw out a question because I understand this part, but I want to throw this question out. Should women initiate other women into Ifa?
I think so. There's no Odu that says you can.
The Odu says specifically. Okay, and that we had that last week, right?
Correct.
What the Odu said, matter of fact, it said that Arumula taught his children. Okay. Is somebody else?
Hello, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Okay. I'll just speak it out. one who has money to consult Ifa, the secret of Jabez's house, the diviner. It is the Abagiwo, who is the chief priest of divination in the heavenly abode. Ifa said, look at Arumula, the day he was coming from heaven to earth. They told him to marry a woman. They said the woman would deliver children, two children in a day. Just like Ifa predicted, Arumula had a wife. She was pregnant and delivered twins. One was male while the other was female. From the tender age, they both watched their father in the act of divination. Just as the male could divine, so could the female. When human beings got to earth to live, the diviner said, you, I want my lesson, your children do not practice Ifa. He answered and said, she is a female. They told him that that is no taboo. So as long as Arumula's firstborn child, who is a female, studied Ifa, and from then on women have studied Ifa, they have prescribed sacrifice, they have initiated into the Ifa corpus. That's how they're joking.
That's
okay?
Very clear.
Mm-hmm. I had someone, when they heard that, hit me back up and said, well, they didn't say specifically that they were supposed to do initiation. If my dad is teaching me how to do everything that he do, then why would I not? I'm not saying that we should or should not. I'm just saying this is what we got in terms
mm-hmm.
of a verse. Now, until
mm-hmm.
and this elder that did this verse, this world, verse out into the world is in a showboat, okay? So with
mm-hmm.
that, saying that this elder was qualified to speak and chant this verse. So that's why I'm able to say with great authority that this is what
mm-hmm.
Ifa says. Now, I'm also
mm-hmm.
that same elder told me over 13 years ago that there should be a harmonious relationship between the Iyanifa and the Babalao working in a temple together.
Ashe.
So with that, I understood that we were supposed to work together in doing
mm-hmm.
all work within a temple in the household
mm-hmm.
or in a household, in a temple specific or an organization.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we have to further define what we want our roles to be. But if I know how to make medicine, I know how to divine, I can chant Ifa, I can divine, I can pick up Ikin, I can do all these things because I trained to do it. Then
mm-hmm.
what's the problem? You see, the thing of it is,
exactly.
it's what's between our legs that's the problem. Okay? And with the rest of the world. And it should not be a controversy. But it's a controversy because women have yet to find strength in who they are.
I agree.
And we don't have anyone dare ask us the question because this is the deal. They keep
mm-hmm.
pushing this up on us and we go back and, blah, blah, blah. No, bump that, okay? Real, okay?
That
like
sounds like me. Yeah, okay.
Too busy
okay.
running around with all down.
I understand.
Okay?
I understand. You know, so it's we're here to empower the other women that are in Ifa, even to empower the old Orishas that are working very hard with Orishas and are also finding blocks towards going to Ifa. Those Orisha priests, yes, they are finding blocks, especially here in the diaspora, in the Lukumi
sure.
tradition. You know, they are finding a lot of blocks of women going into Ifa, even after some have gone over to Nigeria, initiate as the Yanfa, and then come back and think they could be led in the room when the Babas have in their powwow. It's like, no.
But you know what?
I've had
people me and Anna initiation and Sean go stop the initiation. Okay?
Oof.
So, you know, I'm like, oh, well,
oof.
You know, Sean go saying, well, this ain't going to go no further until you do something about this. It's disrespect. Mm-hmm. It's disrespect.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, no matter which way, I have seen where other owls disrespect women. But at the same time, I'm also seeing where women are disrespecting themselves and each other. Because
that's the truth.
They're carrying the tale of, well, you ain't trained. Well, how do you know what I am? Have you been to my house? Have you ate at my table with
mm-hmm.
me? Did you go, you know, were you worshiping? Did you dance to the drums with me? Did you work in the kitchen with me?
Uh-huh,
okay.
That's right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Until mm-hmm. you have done those things.
You can't talk.
Y'all, everybody got a glass house around here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So let's mm-hmm. start talking about your glass house. You keep talking about mine. Let's go to yours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Staying across
okay.
the board. And it
okay.
should not have to be that, because the thing that we need to do is understand what Ifa is saying. We need to
mm-hmm.
worship. We need to
mm-hmm.
understand Odu Ifa. We need to understand the encoded messages. That's what we need to know. We don't need
mm-hmm.
to be doing all this other. Us from
yeah.
healing.
So what do you suggest? What do you suggest?
Okay.
To the Ianfas and the Olorisha priests out there listening, what do you suggest they do when they have these rejections? You know, I mean, to further, yeah.
You know, nobody could tell me no, okay? I'm going to go there first.
Because
it really boiled down to I had a very good ori. I had a very good memory and a good connection with my ancestors. And they pushed me into the right spots each and every time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That is always the prayer, you know, that we our ori leads us to good places with good people and good outcomes. You know, we don't want to go nowhere where somebody will shut the door in our faces, you know.
When you have a block, the thing, anytime there's any kind of resistance,
mm-hmm.
look at who's doing the resistance, okay? See, in this time, 2014, that is, for us to be in resistance about where we can go, if somebody want to close the door, that's the door you ain't supposed to go in, and they're going to mess you up. Go over here to a better door.
Mm-hmm.
When someone closes the door.
Or go to your ancestors
or your rishis and ask.
If you have those accesses,
mm-hmm.
ask somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You should be asking someone. We have, this is technology wonderland. You got Facebook, you got Tango, you got everything.
Mm-hmm.
I teach online because that's
mm-hmm.
part of our 501c3. Is
mm-hmm.
that I have to do so much free stuff, okay? Charitable stuff, and so my charity is in teaching online. So bottom line is there are people out here that actually do teach, that actually
mm-hmm.
are worshiping Ifa and Orisha. When
mm-hmm.
somebody tell you no, and it was done inappropriately, meaning they did not cast anything. They ain't throw not one shell, one penny, one pelly, nothing. They just say, well, you're not supposed to go to Ifa. Then you know what? You tell them, thank you very much for this blessing and this lesson, and I will see you later. Because
mm-hmm.
there's
That's
somebody who's you. Okay?
That's
have
mm-hmm.
to stop, start listening to a good ori. Meaning,
okay.
you have to be prayerful. You have to want and have good intentions about. See, this isn't about power. This is about empowering our lives to change our minds,
mm-hmm.
to create our consciousness. See, we get too much into that other stuff. Okay? What is it that Ola Dumare wants you to do? See, first and foremost, I am a servant to Ola Dumare and Ifa. Okay? Before I'm anything else, that's what I am. So I have to humble myself and be humble before
mm-hmm.
God. Then after that,
Nope.
Anything else? Led me to a good direction. Okay? I lived in Africa. Got me there. Got me out of West Africa.
A lot of people, a lot of women are, and this is a worldwide effect, because we live in the world and men primarily run things. And the world is the way it is. The world is a little bit topsy-turvy right now. And, it seems as though women are now waking up from some kind of deep sleep, like a slumber that women have been in and been oppressed for so long. And it's starting within the spiritual ranks, as far as I see. It's starting within the spiritual ranks that women are beginning to dig down deep, especially in Ifa, to dig down and research and clarify things. Listen, it didn't say that this. It didn't say that. Okay? So it was this. It was that. For instance, the term Oludumare that everybody calls he, is more the name connotes more so a feminine energy more than a masculine energy. But everybody is he this, he that, he this, he that, he. So all
because
this in our psyches, in the psyche, you are looking at it as the woman is, so why you got to be he, why you can't be a he, she, whatever. You understand? So people are, their psyche is a program for that. Yeah, I don't mean he, she in the other way, you know what I mean? Yeah. But that dual energy that is needed in Ifa, for everything to function.
Absolutely. The thing is that we have so much training, retraining our mind and our thoughts. We have that. We have to elevate. Okay? It's not just with...
Yes.
Are we dealing with the creatrix? Okay?
Yes.
Are we trying to make it neutral? Either way.
Yes.
Unifying universal beyond the universe's force that we have to bow to. Okay? And I think that once we put it back into context, that we can also, I think that it, in my image, is a wonderful thing. And women should look at that. They should examine it. Because we have Oshu. We have Yamion Saronga. We have Orisha Okay. We have Oya. We have Orisha Ajay. We have Yewa. You have all these powerful feminine Yamon Ja. And principles that the gestation of a woman for 9 months of holding a child, male or female, gives her a certain level of power.
Because for so long, Can you elaborate on Nini Bini for us? Can you elaborate on that? Because and tell the story behind of that. Because yes, please.
In a Yeku Lokbe, the creation of Oludumare to give to Oduduwa in marriage, the first woman, human being, was woman. Okay, and that is the daughter of Oludumare, Nini Benin, and it's out of Oyeku Logbe, or Oyeku Ogbe. She, in turn, gave birth to kings in the Yoruba nation. This is who we are as women get our intuition from. See, we have a wound, and in that wound is our direct connection to Oludumare direct. So with that, we're very intuitive. That intuition, intending, is what gives us sight, spiritual sight.
Ashe.
Which is why we did not have to see Odu. We already had Odu.
Ashe.
Ashe. Okay. So men who did not have that facility, who become priests, have to have that facility, okay, and in having that facility, and this is just one of the things, because then you have other facilities for psychic intuitiveness that also Osho's would have, which would be they would have egg base, gives you psychic intent, okay, psychic insight, and other Orisha can give you that. But for women, it is natural for us.
You let the dog come up, son?
Pardon me? Somebody's in the back talking?
Sorry, yeah, mommy. Not my house. Ask a question.
Pardon me. Somebody raised their hand to ask a question, yes?
No, it's Hachi. Somebody talked to me and I answered. I'm over listening to you all.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Abura Aboye Abushishe Moni Ala Funfuno Mutinwe Joanna Hunter Yanifa. I had a question. I'm not sure how this works. I hope I'm not barging in.
No, this is 973?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
I had a question, and, you know, I'm not sure if I misunderstood what you were saying or if I do understand what you were saying, but at any rate, I wanted a point of clarification. I know you said that, you know, women innately are able to give birth because they have a womb. You also said at the beginning of this conversation when talking about initiations that we work collaboratively with Baba Laos. And so I guess I have a two-part question. Are you saying that you foresee, perhaps, my words, in the future, that women will be doing initiations and there will not be a need for them to have Odu because they have a womb? Or are you saying something else?
Can I say something else?
Can I also ask the ear that just finished speaking a question? Hello? This is Awadeli. Okay, you see the question you asked? There is women that are initiating people in the diaspora already. And there's also my question to you. All the Babalawos that got initiated in Cuba, Orisha Odu was not there. So what does that mean?
Okay. It means that they are elegant. They're not necessarily.
I'm trying to let her know is that, you know, people cannot block you and say, well, because Orisha Odu is not there. When you have a big percentage of people with shingles out that says they're Babalawo, and we know for a fact that Orisha Odu is not there.
Right. Well, that's not
what
exactly
I'm saying.
What I'm saying
is that
there are two different systems
and should be present.
Okay, one at a time. Okay.
Okay, as I'm changing phones. Okay. So I'm saying that first off, I said that it is that women and men, any file, should work collaboratively to have a harmonious relationship as we are working Ifa. That's first thing. Oh, the second on clarification, Odu should be present. And yes, I understand that they are Elegon priests, but they are not Baba Olodu. And Odu should be present, because that gives them the added acuity to see and to do better on the mat. It helps them. So it helps them to be closer to their Ifa. So that's why I say that. Okay. Now, the other
not with just Cuba. But there was another part to the question.
No, there was another part to the question, Ia, in terms of, yes, you were speaking in terms of for Babalao, Odu should be present. And if those of us who were initiated
well, I'm thinking
in the
it should be present, period.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was asking for clarification for what you were saying. I believe that
sure
it should
that
be present, period.
Okay.
No, I understand. Because I'm getting an echo.
So you mean present whether it's a man or a woman, that's what
Thank
you mean,
you.
Right?
Right, yes. Because that's out of my training. I'm saying that whether it's a Yanifa or, because there should be no difference in our initiation process. I should get the same initiation in the Grove. It's no special initiation. It's an initiation to Ifa, period. And Odu should be there. Now, I may not see Odu. I may not go in the room with her, but I'm sure as know she's there. That's what I'm saying. That
okay.
she should be there. Okay? And so this is the clarification that we need, okay, across the board, whether it's in Nigeria, Cuba, wherever it is, Odu needs to be there. And, again, if we look at it closely, we're still seeing a binary system with dual roles. You have male and female. You have a Romulan sitting there and you have Odu. Okay?
Yeah, but I guess another point of clarification, you know, would be that while women may ajabon, awo ifa, they will not be the godparent of that awo because they weren't doing the initiation because they don't have Odu.
That is a question that I had too, because how does the woman perform in the guise of Oluwo? How does the woman become Oluwo?
What the Oluwo is the director of the, I would say. Personally, I think he's more of the producer. Okay, just to put it in lay terms. He's the one who lays out the plot, the plan of how it should go, organizing the okay? Whoever your Ajibona is going to be the person who's training you too, okay? Because you're going to be working more with your Ajibona than you are going to be working with the Oluwo. The Oluwo pretty much is doing that second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's true in Ota
so,
too.
Either way, that's what I'm saying. The title is in the work. What work are you doing? Okay? Because, for example, in my house and in the other houses that I have worked, I'm the one that ends up training folks. Okay? Do this, do that, read this, read that, let's go over this, let's go over that. Then their training is up to me.
Mm-hmm.
So the foregone conclusion is.
That may be so when we are speaking of training.
House.
And we all know that the Ajibona Khan, you know, is the unsung hero, more or less, because the burden of actually most of what takes place in the initiation process as well as the learning process afterwards is done by the Ajibona. But still,
absolutely.
You know, when we speak of equality of roles, I guess the point that I'm making here is that there is an inequity in that women will never hold that role. And I understand that there are certain things that this is a binary system, and we all have our roles, and that women will be delegated or relegated to this role and not to another role. And I just wanted to make sure that that's what I was hearing that you were saying.
Mm-hmm. But then let me ask you this.
I disagree.
Said,
hello?
Mm-hmm.
I tend to disagree, you know, because if the Oluwo is the person that is directing everything, who is to say that is not a woman? Who is to say the Oluwo can't be a woman?
See, I think what's happening is here we're going to go up against culture. Anyway, you are out of a house where the roles are defined, where the Aluo is a male, more than likely the Ajibonacan is a male, or even if it is a female, then that the is a foregone conclusion that this is the unsung hero, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm in the same position with, because here we're going to be running across a lot of different things that hit cultural, hit butt up against the cultural paradigms. And I would disagree that we're getting ready to go into some areas that may be calling us to redefine roles and redefine language. That we're, you know, and this is what's taking place. Now, the fact that we aren't doing it individually or we're talking about it, the discussion is widespread across the globally with women together saying, you know what, we don't go with this. We're not really, because I'm doing the work. If I'm doing the work, then I deserve the credit and the loyalty. Because we
you
are
see,
talking
because,
about loyalty.
Ashe, you see, because, when it boils down to it, you know, you hear everybody, oh, my Oluwa this, my Oluwa that, my Oluwa this and my Oluwa that. Nobody says, oh, let me call up my Ajibon. Nobody says that.
Mm-mm, because that's something
no.
we are trained to do. That's
you
what
see?
I'm saying. Our way of thinking, the way we think is coming up against everything
yes.
that we have ever known. Change
yes.
is
yes.
about.
Yes.
And that's why we have to have these discussions. We have to have them intelligently.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to start breaking down what that role means and how am I, who am out here, I'll do the kitchen work, I even shovel and dig holes and do all, you know,
mm-hmm.
I put down the palm fronds, I'm doing
mm-hmm.
the work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't
you
just
know.
Pointing my finger, I'm getting my behind in there and doing the work. And then
I mean,
when
okay.
it comes down to it, the next thing is I got to sit up here, and I also got to train you, too. I do
yeah.
that.
And
okay.
that's why I
yeah.
asked if you foresee in the future that there would be changes, because I understand, you know, or at least I thought that I understood the role that you play, the role that many of us play, okay, in terms of
mm-hmm.
doing that level of work and learning
My hand
and
raised.
Knowing how to do. However,
absolutely.
That's
mm-hmm.
exactly why I was asking. In terms of the future, do you think that you know it will change? And I'm going on. You know, when we speak in terms of historical knowledge or historical cultural beings and what has changed, I'm reminded. Even though I understand that, you know, Reverend Samuel Johnson was a Christian, and you know, he did write
mm-hmm.
about some of the proceedings in Oyo. He does talk
Absolutely.
About Oruba Ifa, who initiated actually the king of Ado. So now we can
mm-hmm.
say that, you know, that was perhaps myth, that it was an Etang, that we haven't heard the Ogu yet that says that's exactly what happened. However, it does,
mm-hmm.
you know, send a kind of message or precedent that perhaps that was the past, and perhaps we're, you know, past as it does, repeat in our future. And so in the future, the Anifa
Absolutely.
Can change.
Well, you
my
know,
I'm
going to let Ayaba speak in a second, but I want to just interject something really quick. When you look at males and females, you see women have, like Fayomi mentioned earlier, an intuitive nature that is natural. Okay? So that means if we study, if we learn Ifa, and do Ifa, we may be able to do it just a tad more accurate than the Babas. And I'm saying that because of nature, okay? Now, men, they're very physical, so why aren't they doing all the labor work? Why isn't the whole switched around and they're doing the labor work? Because they're inclined for that. They're inclined for the hauling, the pulling, the digging, the planting, and everything else. And the women can sit down and divine. Okay, Ayaba, you want to say something?
Yeah. Well,
I'm just looking at it from plain. Mm-hmm, go ahead. Sorry.
As time go by, we have to change. Going into the next century, you know, that's not far, we're going to have to change it. Evolution is going to take place. It was this religion, this culture, way of life was a matriarch, and then it became patriarch, and it's going to return back to a matriarch. That's the only way this is going to survive. The only way this culture, this way of life is going to survive. But those changes got to have to take place because, like you mentioned before, Ia, that we have the Internet. The Internet makes the world smaller. It doesn't make
Absolutely.
Us bigger anymore. It makes us very small. And what my children, like I have daughters that you know, is coming through here, and their mind, they don't see men ruling them. You know, they're not going to take it. They're not going to take it. They're not going to do what I probably did, you know, wait, you know, run around and get a cup of coffee to the Baba. You know,
I'm gonna take it a step further. I'd like to take that a step further, Yaba. You know, I think that one of the things that we should take into consideration, yes, historically you had a matriarch, you had a patriarchal, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I would say again that somewhere in here there has to be a balance between male and female energy. I think that that's something that has to also be put into the equation. Now, either way is going to make people uncomfortable. That's more than anything. There, men are sitting down who have listened to this show and other shows like this are sitting back and saying, oh, my God, our power is getting ready to go out. These women are doing this, this, this. And and I have to actually say, you know, poo on that. Look, we got a job to do, okay? Mm-hmm. And if we're not doing the job that the creatrix intends for us to do, and that is to bring some form of harmony into the world, we got a large situation, okay?
Yes.
Of a problem in Missouri and other places. My sons, your sons, our daughters are being killed. And I have heard our woes. I have heard our woes say the most horrendous thing. Ain't my child. Well, as a mother, I find that horrible.
I find it offensive. Yeah, I find it offensive. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So as an Ifa priest, I know I can't save the world, but I'm going to save my peace. Okay, much as possible. We have to, our discussion has to start focusing on movement. See, we've been doing the same conversation and the same results coming out, and it's starting to sound like insanity. So we
From
have to change this. Gotcha.
So what
okay.
do you suggest, Ia? I mean, you know, I have... Okay.
I got
a
plan. Okay. Because first and foremost, we really have to start changing our training motif of how we are going about training to become priests. Okay, counselors on the mat. We got to change that, how we talk to people, because we're still enforcing nonsense into the minds instead of empowering them. See, your religious tradition should empower you to do better, be better, see, dream more. okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can't dream more if I got folks with knives in my back, or the only thing you hear is this, you ain't this, and you ain't that, and you can't do this, you can't do that. You are stuck in a wheel of inappropriate and bad actions, okay?
I think that's the block.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to change the conversation. We've got to change the discussion. So we have to start now changing what we talk about and how we're talking about it, and have it with an action plan. If we're going to pray, we better be telling people to do Ebbo, okay, because that is the foundation of our tradition.
Gotcha.
If we're going to, we need to start doing work outside of our elays and our temples and our organizations by dealing with the people and connecting them to the Orisha. I'm not seeing that anymore, okay? Everybody got their face on a laptop, okay? We got to do better than that. We have to start motivating. We're not, how many people are training their kids to pray to Eshu? How many are training their kids to go to their ancestors? Okay? How many, with all this stuff going on, how many people incorporated their prayer and their elbow to, we need something to take place out here in Ferguson. Okay?
That's
we
right.
need to do something to deal with the, and I'm not saying attack, but look at a solution that will bring peace and people will change the concept. And the context of how they think. If you don't think better, you're not going to do better. All people have to do that.
I have a caller on the line. I have a caller on the line. Let me bring in the caller. Hello, 314. Would you like to speak?
Yes, Buruboye. This is Ayele Kumari.
Ashe Aborto.
I wanted to just make a comment. I'm kind of running in and out, but you know, going back to the conversation regarding women initiating other people, and as far as I understand, Chief Fama has both an Odu pod and she initiates people, and then as
she
well,
initiates with her husband.
Yeah, so you know,
she initiates with her husband though.
So the thing, I guess the thing becomes this, is that when we're dealing with the balance, and I, you know, personally feel like there should be more than just one or two people initiating a person in the first place, but that's just my own personal opinion. I think the support of the community, I think the support of the community is absolutely necessary for that and that kind of energy and input. So whether a woman initiates by herself or whether a man initiates by himself, I feel like, you know, they should have both in the first place. That's just my personal opinion. So that you're able
to benefit.
But I think that's not what we were saying, though.
That's not what we're talking about.
That's not what we were saying.
No.
Okay.
We already know
that it's a collaborative effort.
We already know that it's a collaborative effort.
Okay. Matter of fact, let me give you all an Odu. The Odu is Oyeku Poche. Oyeku Oche, which gives the directives of the initiation procedure and the number of people that you have to have in it in order for it to be an initiation. So there's Odu that supports that and gives you exactly what you're supposed to have, okay?
Sure.
So you never want, if somebody is trying to initiate you by themselves, run. Okay?
Right.
That's
I,
not
I,
supposed
I agree.
To be.
I agree.
Run
okay. I agree.
You know, and grab your money while you're going, too, okay?
Yeah, I agree. I don't see it as a process that should be individualized. I've heard other people talk about doing that and so on, and I'm like, it didn't feel right. I didn't know necessarily the Odu, but it just didn't seem like that should be the case.
Yeah, but just to be clear, that is not what we're talking about.
Yes,
and I can give you all my experience, and I just didn't.
You know, my job was just to sit and listen, but it didn't make much sense that would be the case when I heard it. But I just, like I said, I let it go. My job was at the time to listen. In any case, you know, I wanted to speak about this conversation. Obviously, has been going on for quite a while. And I, you know, before anything, I'm a historian. I'm a healer, and I have been a student of African traditions worldwide, global, of the continental African spiritual traditions and so on, not just one. And this conversation doesn't go on in any other tradition. And I find myself in awe of that, because they don't question women in Afa and Igbo, the Sangoma tradition and the Akan tradition and so on, and what their powers are. There's no question about what a woman is able to do or not do. In fact, there is a deep reverence for what women innately know and innately can do. Women are innately oracles. We're innately oracles most other traditions. Meaning that, you know, even right now, I mean, I've been a diviner for 25 years. I don't have to have any tool to read anybody. If I want to tune in, I just, you know, close my eyes and I tune in, and that's what happens, because there are things that many women innately know. And if you don't innately know, you can be trained to innately tap into that part. That's what mothers do, that intuition. You wake up, we dream, we hear the messages. I hear clearly. The messages. I hear clearly my ego talking to me when they say this is this and this is that and this is such and such and such and such. It's almost second nature.
So we agree that women are in a position to do a lot with their natural inclinations, with their intuition, with the way they are, with their womb and all of this.
Sure.
The only thing that's blocking us right now is the continued mindset that we have.
Let me raise my hand on that one again. When we started the show, I said that the whole issue, this genderization, is political.
Right.
It has always been political. It's political here. And it's been political, and it's been culturalized, okay?
Right.
And it's politicism, okay? I'm getting there.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Yelly, I'm getting ready to get there, okay? I'm just taking a minute, okay? Because it is about economics and finance, okay? And if it's a cooperative house, it shouldn't be a problem. But we are not here in this country, you have more women who are heads and have gone into IFA. Here in the North America and South America and the Caribbean have more IFA than they have on the land. Okay? And if we organize and we start to talk about economics and we start to talk about how to empower our homes, our families, our communities, then the balance of power shifts.
Right.
Okay? We have to have deeper conversations that are organized on what we are doing. We have to change the concept of how we think.
Mm-hmm.
It's political.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is not spiritual. It is the last big leaf. Okay, because we have been disempowered, okay, in this country too.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Because if people respected us, okay, do you think we would have a problem in Ferguson? We would.
Oh, no.
If people respected the religion of their ancestors, do you think we would have a problem in this country having anybody have political power?
Mm-hmm.
We have to change the concept of how we think, and through IFA we can do that.
Sure.
But we have to understand what we're dealing with here. And we're dealing with the problem of women not thinking deeply enough about what we do and what our power is and standing on it. We have to stand on what we believe. And that's where we are now.
We have to transcend the idea.
You raise your hand.
No, I'm just listening.
No, this is Omotinwe, and I was going to agree with the IA in terms of I think that there certainly has to be a balance of power. In order to have a balance of power, though, one has to have equality. And, you know, I don't want to be misconstrued about what it was that I was saying in my questions about initiation and women presiding over the initiations and being oluwos in opposed to only Ajibonakan, so on and so forth, but it was about that equality, it was about that balance that I think is needed within our community to be able to make
and
world
I think
that
I got
change.
You.
Okay.
I'm real clear I got you.
Okay.
The thing that I'm looking at in terms of equitable positions, okay, we're talking about titles, okay? Yanifa is still a title. Babalawo is still a title, but it doesn't mean anything if you don't have the work behind it. If you don't have the skill set behind it, it's just the title. So we have to look at what do we do to, and it shouldn't even just be Babalawos and Yanifas. We should be having a discussion even inclusive of Olorisha. It has to be inclusive of Olorisha. Because too often many of the rituals that we have to do, you get an Odu like, I'll take an easy one, Ejiobe. That person, if it's a male, he probably need to go to Obatala too if he hasn't gone. The woman might have to go to Oya, okay, as well as hold that Odu. So you got to look at those things. So you have to have skilled Olorisha there. Olorisha work hand in hand with Ifa, and we're leaving out a whole big part of who we are with that. This is a community effort of worship.
That's
why I always feel that people should be made Orisha first, then go to Ifa.
I believe so too, but then there are some cases where Ifa says differently, and Ifa says that person has to go to Ifa now. Rete Mary, that person needed to go to Ifa
That's where I have found problems, Ia, is with people when Ifa says that, okay, I'm not going against Ifa, what he say, but that person becomes limited because if that person have a client to come in and need some work done with the Orishas, that person do not have Orisha. That person cannot do anything to help that person. But
Now we're getting ready to go
that's
into another whole level.
That's another discussion altogether.
Here's something that you all need to understand about Ifa. Ifa initiated all Orisha, okay? Edie Bamey says Shango was initiated to Ifa. Okay? You have Obar Bogbe says Iyamion Saronga was initiated by Ifa. So is that telling you that as a hand of Ifa, that there's, if you were trained in this, with Orisha, that you can actually make a hand of that Orisha as an Ifa priest? Yes, you can. Okay? So we got to understand that there's many elements to Ifa that's not limited.
Well,
yes.
I'm only speaking
okay.
by experience, Ifa.
Yeah, and it's for
know,
a lack
I'm
of
just,
training.
I'm just throwing
and
that out
of,
there.
Yes. It's
I'm
for
just
a lack of training and a
so
lack of...
it's understood.
Yes. It is understood, but it's for a lack of training and knowledge why people would find themselves in such a position. And even we have trained Babalawos right now. If they don't have the secrets to a particular Orisha, they find that old Orisha priest.
to be a part of that ceremony to make sure that whatever is supposed to be given by way of another Orisha, aside from Ifa, that they would have that and have it correct. I know plenty of Babalawos that do that.
Let me ask you this. What does it say that a person who is on the mat sees that this person has to have this Orisha, they don't have it, they don't have the secrets that they need, why would they not go to somebody else ethically, okay, going to ethics, that does have it and say, I have a client that needs your help? Because first
good
and
question.
Foremost, one should be concerned with the clients, the patients, of their destiny and their health and well-being. So if I see someone and I got something today I ain't got, I'm going to send them to somebody that does have. I've done it all the time. But that's being fair and equitable because, hey, either way, we're going to be able to work collaboratively. That's what collaborative work does. That's what I'm saying. If
but
we
you know,
organize
yeah,
like that, we can do that.
And everyone, you know, the bottom line is not about our titles. It's not about what title you have, whether you're a Luo, you're Yanfa, you're Oriate, you're Olorisha, you're Babalawo. You know, it's not about that. It's about how you function to make sure that this that things are done properly and done in the best with the best integrity for you know for the person, whoever it's coming in, and for you and for Ifa and the whole conglomerate, the whole thing of our way of life, so it would be in a positive light. You don't want you know
absolutely.
There are too many stories. Yeah, there are too many stories where, like, you know, somebody would do something like that, very unethical.
I think that what happens here is that, here we go. We are talking about people who ain't scared of Oladumare, ain't scared of Ifa, and they're not worried about something coming down and tapping their behind, okay? Because if you had a reverence, okay, if you had a reverence, see, I'm sorry. I live in a house with spirits. I've had spirits pull on me, okay?
Yes.
So I know that there's something beyond the physical.
Yes.
I know that there's something that becomes very corporeal. I ain't messing with that.
Yes.
I ain't going to mess with that. When people I'm going
to
go and do their work. Okay? Because,
yes.
See, I know Oladumare will come down on my head because I have his Odu, okay? Anybody else can do dirt in the world. I can't do dirt because when I do dirt, I get my behind whooped. I'm sorry.
Well,
I
heard
ain't trying to do that.
I think that's the case for everybody, but some people just don't know. There's someone calling from a secret area code. Do you want to interject and say something? You want to raise your hand? 111? Yes?
Hello, you can hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Go ahead and speak.
I didn't press to be heard, though.
Okay, all right, I'll put you back on hold. Thank you. Okay. Yes, okay, so we're going along. Wait a minute, I have 703, would you like to have something to say?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
What I have to say is good evening to everyone. And I've been listening, and I'm really interested to the Yoni father said it was basically political and socioeconomic, the structure as to what it is today, the religion. I'm new to the religion, let me say. I have to be initiated to Ifa, have not done it yet. However, what I'm hearing, and perhaps that's why the spirits have waited for me to get into it at this point in my life, I'm coming from a structure of military. I did 22 years in the military, and now I'm in a structure again that is male-dominated. So from the women, I'm looking up to you all. What are you all doing to basically collectively start a foundation for all, for us women that are coming in and have to be initiated to EFA? Because information is so scarce and so hard to come along, it's unbelievable. You know, I'm definitely not giving up, but it's not easy to get information. And it's definitely male-dominated. So the women, a few and far in between. So what the ones that are in and have been initiated, what are you all doing to help?
We're teaching. We're teaching, we're educating, we are organizing, and many of us run our own houses all across the country. So I think that's the first and foremost. We have, a lot of us have made available information. This show is one of that, is a prime example of information that can be, get out to the populace so that some child hears about EFA and what needs to be done. If you've been, if they told you that you were supposed to be initiated, you know, at that point is that, did they tell you about prayer? Did they tell you how to pray? Did they tell you what kind of prayers to pray? Did they give you a roadmap on how to first empower yourself, because you're asking the question of, you know, this is a male-dominated system, but it actually is not. Look at the numbers. There are more, I said, here, especially in the diaspora, there are more women initiated to EFA in North and South America and the Caribbean than all across the board. We have some really surprising numbers. My suggestion would be, as there is information, you just have to know where to find it. Google is great, okay, as a means of finding, going to a university and looking at African studies. Who's doing the African studies classes at any given university? They can always point you to somebody they know that's either Lukumi, Santeria, Candomblé, whatever, and traditionally Fa. So, Oyetunji as well, but traditionally Fa. So there are mechanisms out here. You got search engines. You have other mechanisms to find that. But you found your way here. So somebody here can tell you about EFA and Orisha and what you need to do. Organizationally, we have, again, we have many organizations that are represented here. There's different houses that are represented here. So I know for me, raising my hand here, that I do teach, and I know Iyayaba teaches.
Yes.
Iyayaba teaches. Everybody on here teaches EFA in
that's
one
good
form of capacity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Take your pick. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you need somebody in a specific area, then inbox us, and we will tell you. If you're in Alaska, I can find you somebody.
Okay.
You know, and that is a creditable, ethical priest that is not going to be trying to get in your pants or anything like that. Okay?
I think you hit it right there on the nail, because it's not difficult for me to find somebody. That's not an issue. I can find somebody. The question is ethics is definitely an issue. And also, you know, proximity. You know, I'm a hands-on type of
mm-hmm
person, so I definitely need hands-on. So that's really, you know, what I'm asking. And I'm sure even the younger and people that are just coming in have these
mm-hmm
questions. And, I, you know,
well,
I've heard all kinds
this
of stories.
Mm-hmm.
Very,
no,
very good, very good question. Very good question.
What I'd like to ask, before answering, I'd like to also ask in terms of being in the military. Y'all have Skype?
Oh, I'm
y'all
not in the military.
Skype.
I retired, so
okay.
I'm good.
What I'm saying is that there's too many different methodologies of teaching, and now we have Skype and Tango and other things that we can actually
uh-huh
get online and show you from, you know, point. Distance is not a question anymore. There's too many different ways to train and to teach, okay? Universities use Skype now, okay? So, and I use Skype, and other people use Skype. They use Skype in Nigeria.
Right.
There's Skype,
there's collaborative board, too. Collaborative Blackboard.
Yes, yes.
Well,
so we got different mechanisms.
I'm sorry, well,
okay.
My question is, will you all submit, like, information on how to reach and access these, the Skype or classes or what have you?
That's what I'm saying, that we, you know, I think at the end of the show, everybody kind of gives their, you know, where they can be reached at. And also on Facebook, everybody is on Facebook. Everyone that's on here is on Facebook. So I think that that's, you know, if you're not on Facebook, then we also leave our email address. So
okay,
you
know,
you know,
I'd like,
either
I'd
way,
like
you'll
to
be
interject.
Able to get in touch with somebody.
I'd like to interject something here because a lot of times, you know, people want to be taught, but then they're not available to be taught, or they don't make themselves available to be taught, because it's not every time that you can get a one-on-one, I'm in your face, lesson from someone. You know, it's not every time that you can get that. So we have some person like me or like Ayaba, like Iyafayomi, who are always. Their presence, you always have a presence, you always see us shutting out information or facilitating where you can get information. And you have to want that. This is what I stress a lot of times with people. You have to want it bad enough that you go after it instead of asking it to come to you. You see what I mean?
Gotcha.
And this is how yes.
I completely agree.
Yes, yes.
Another thing, too, I'm going to throw this back out here again. We have to remember that this is also a cultural experience, this religion. It is cultural. And so with that being said, there are certain things that one culture says that, oh, well, I should be able to do this to access this information, but the culture dictates something else. There's a hierarchy. You know, that of how we are accessed as well. So that also has to be taken into place because you're training to learn a few things, not just a religion, but a culture. So that's going to come into play, and there's going to be different aspects of it. And if you're coming from the culture of the church or the mosque, then you got to change how you think about coming into a culture that is still not in the 21st century. And it has rules of that. So those are some things to take into consideration as well. So that's, you know, and it's not tarot cards and, you know, who is it? God is Jimmy. God is Jimmy. Gimme, gimme, gimme. You know, it's not that. It's a whole different culture that we got to look at. So that's important for you to remember as you're looking for the place that you need to go, because a lot of times information and education is available. Is that we have to make ourselves available of it, just as E.I. has said. It's not going to come looking for you. You got to go looking for it. And you have to also have a discerning eye on what you're looking at. You know, there's a lot of information. Google is great.
What I'm finding is there's more information coming from mail. I can get information, but it's coming from male babas than I can get it from females. And that's the disparity that I've at least experienced. Because it's not that I'm not getting any information at all. What I'm saying is that I don't get any information or unable to get information mainly from females. The information that I get is from males. Those are the ones that I talk to, and those are the ones that are sharing information, whereas the females, not so much.
Well, on the thing, you have to consider, this is something you also have to consider, that in many different places, women have acquiesced to male energy. Damn. Not everybody is as open and forthright as we are. Okay? So that's another aspect of that. So, you know, that's just the lay of the land. Some people mm-hmm. don't know that. Some people are limited in what they know. Okay? Mm-hmm. I believe in being a work in process and progress. So I'm always right. digging into something. Okay? That's just me, though. You know. So you really have to find and look at, it might be just that the people that you're dealing with, the women there, just they either don't know or they don't feel free to say anything, okay? Because we're trying to free them too. You know, there's an old Funkadelic song. I don't know if any of y'all remember it, but it was called Free Your Mind and the Will Follow. So that's what we're dealing mm-hmm. with. We're trying to free minds out here.
Okay.
So that, you know, you might want to take that into consideration.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you for, and you can hold on and listen in. Still, don't hang up, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay. I'd like to mention one of our sisters that got initiated just recently and wrote a book called Yanfa, Woman of Wisdom. And you can find her on Facebook as Sadvi Ayele Ma'at. That's Sadhvi Ayele, A-Y-E-L-E, and the last name is Ma'at, A-M-A-A-T. And it's a collection of stories or a collection of information from different Yanfas about the divine feminine. If any of you are interested, you can inbox her and find out how you can get the book. I think it's on Amazon.
And she has
right
her own
now.
Link. She has her own
yes,
link.
She has
is she still on?
Yes. No. Is she online?
No, I was saying because she was on the phone, so I'm saying is she still on?
The young lady that was on just now?
No. Ayeli was on.
Yes.
She was
yes.
on the phone. You're right. That's why I was asking, was she still on?
I don't know. Okay.
There's a number of people in that anthology.
Mm-hmm.
I think Aina Lomo is in it. Louisa Tish is in it. Iyanla Vazan is in it. I'm in it. So it's a number
mm-hmm.
of people that are in the anthology.
I share. Okay. So our next question, moving right along. I know Fayumi, that back in 2002, there was in an effort to organize with the Yanfas, you held a Yanfa Worldwide Congress conference.
Right, it's 2003. It was in
mm-hmm.
Baltimore, and Ianifa Fidoyan Aduke, I think, was her last name. It was her child, her baby, and
mm-hmm.
she did the first Ianifa Worldwide Congress. Then
mm-hmm.
in each state of the Yanifas who were going to host would have autonomy of their particular state and arrange for the next conference. So the next conference happened in 2005 in Chicago. And I think that out of that, Chief Farmer was the keynote speaker, and there were other speakers that were there. The Odu for the event was the Bar Bogbe, which was very prestigious in the sense of, I think that it gave us an opening that we could organize and keep organizing and going on. Unfortunately, we did not continue to have it in that same vein or in that same organizational set. But I think that what's taking place now is that women are now again having the conversation to organize and to have a plan.
Yes.
In which to, with that organization and what we're going to do. And then do it. Okay? Because it really has to go in those steps. So, but anyway, that's what took place in then. So the last conference was in 2005. So it's almost 9 years. Yeah, it is 9 years because it happened in around October.
Wow. So a whole decade has gone by, and the issue of Yanfa, the issues of or women themselves, Olorisha's priests included, organizing our roles, our responsibility, is still forthcoming on a on a large scale. There was a show on Block Talk Radio by Babalawo Ifa Tegunshe Oshadele, and one of the things that he said in regards to the role of Yanfa, he said more so over anything else that the highest Yanfas are the ones that display the highest character in the community, highest level of good character in their community, and they are Yes, of course.
Yeah.
I think he was a bit searching for words to say what an Yanfa is, but he also said a Yanfa is a leadership title, and I'm like, okay, a leadership title to do what?
Well, I mean, you have one of the high, I'm a Yabie, you have a Yalode, you have Yalaje, you have all different leadership roles for women. Okay, that's already set, and those roles are identified and defined. I think here, women, working women in Ifa, need to have qualifying steps in which to define and identify what they do in the community. Okay? That is in the role of their priesthood, okay, because that's you know, we have, a lot of us are teachers and, you know, mothers in the household is the greatest job in the world, okay. So you have, we all have these different definers. So what is it that, as an Iyanifa and as a community priest, or as an Iyanifa as a stay-at-home mom, or as a Yanifa, as, you know, you want to have something that defines us in that spiritual role, okay, as
a
leader, okay? Do I know how to pray? Do I know how to lead a sermon? Yes, I do, okay? And so do a lot of other people. Am I, you know, what is my role? Am I counseling? Am I going and doing, because some of the stuff that as we're starting to identify some of the things that we do as a counselor and healer, I do home visits, I do pastoral care, okay, which is what my PhD is coming in. So I'm doing, I go to nursing homes to visit the elderly and especially our priests who get stuck up in nursing homes and we, you know, and they don't have anybody to come and talk to them and to listen to them. Or you have people who are in hospitals and they need someone to come and visit and talk to them or families in crisis and conflict. How are we going and helping? If somebody calls you and says, my husband jumped on me, what are you supposed to do? Do you have a format? Do you have a way of being able to help that family get over this particular crisis?
Yes. I would like to ask you, you mentioned the different titles, the aside from being an Iyanfa, that women assume, like Abiye, Abaye, you know, Ilaje, you know, all of these titles. How exactly are the women conferred these titles? What is the process?
Well, I can tell you how I was. Okay, mine took place in Ilefe with the Awolo Demere de Logun, and that is the Council of Elders of the Araba Mokin Rawali. So with that title, it was, it's got a couple of functions. My function is to grow healing herbs. I learn prayers and invocations and incantations to work with the earth in order to use those herbs to heal and pray for people and to help them. And I'm also using that in terms of divining. So my role as a chief priest is that I'm also stepping up my game as a healer.
Okay.
I got to.
So this comes to an Ogboni, more or less, to an Ogboni
it's simply
to Ifa.
Mine was to Ifa. And hopefully one day, okay, it will go further. Mine was to Ifa and Ilefe. So, and then it's a world title. So you only get world titles in Ifa. Any place else, it's not saying they're not, they're less prestigious or anything like that. It's just world titles are given out in Ifa. So that's why I got mine. But that's also my lineage. My lineage goes to Ife. So my Luo came out of and was initiated there. So it would seem stand to reason that I would be there too. It doesn't mean that I don't work with other places, other townships, which I do. But Ife is home. And that's who I give homage to first and foremost after Oludumare. I'm an owl rainy, okay? So that's where, and I'm a loyal person, so I'm going to always, give my loyalty there first. So that's where my title comes from. Other people have other titles. They have a bony titles. Some of them have priesthoods plus, okay? And that's, when they have titles, this is a caveat, that they should be seeking the training and the healing mechanisms in those titles to do the job they were called to do. So if they're not doing that, then it's an empty title.
Yeah, that's how we go back to everything. This brings us all the way back to the very beginning where, of course, you have Iyanfa as a title, you have Babalawo as a title, but then behind of it, what are the roles? What do you do in order to live up to that title? What do you do? And then there is your Odu. What does your Odu say you should be doing? You see? Yes, we have some of us that are in the world to serve Orisha and Orisha only, to put forth the tenets and live up to the tenets of Ifa and Orisha. But then we have other people that go to Ifa, they go to Orisha for different reasons, and their Odu say something different. in terms of their livelihood, in terms of what their function is in the world, what their destiny is in the world. So this is what we want people to understand more than mm-hmm. anything else. And it doesn't limit, yes, and it doesn't limit a person from wanting to learn anything, but at least try to first understand where are you in the scheme of things when it comes to Ifa. What does Ifa say to you? What does, you know, what do the Orisha say to you, you know? And proceed from there.
Mm-hmm. I think that what people, you know, even those who, if you get an Ifa just for your health or Orisha just for your health, it does not stop you or limit you from learning mm-hmm. how to communicate with your Orisha. It doesn't stop you from being able to read and dafa for yourself in terms of communication factor with your Orisha. It does not stop you from learning about Oduifa. It doesn't stop you. It's just saying that, okay, this is as far as you're going for what we're seeing right now. Okay?
Yes.
It's a guide.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It is a guide.
Yes.
And it says,
yes.
you know, hey, I'm not going to be good as a farmer. Okay? I'm not gonna be out here farming. That ain't my forte in life. Okay? So if I go out here and I try to be a farmer, I'm gonna fail because it ain't my forte.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But as a counselor, as an advocate for family, okay? Then I'm good at that. That's my job.
Mm-hmm.
Ifa supports me. Orisha
mm-hmm.
supports me. Oladupare supports me.
That's it.
Okay?
That's it.
So we
That's
have
it.
To, this is why we have those guidelines of Oduifa,
mm-hmm.
because that is
mm-hmm.
our Ori
mm-hmm.
speaking to us and communicating with us. That's what
mm-hmm.
it's there for. And so how are you going to know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So,
they should train even just for that.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. So even just for that, and I hope, you know, those of you that are listening in the audience that you're hearing loud and clear that, you know, you shouldn't limit yourself in any way in terms of learning for your own benefit so you can communicate with your own Orisha. But overall, you should really know what does your destiny say. A lot of us go and get initiated because we want to. Not because Ifa called us or not because anything. We just go because he had the money
and we
go and get it done. So, but there's more to it than that. There's a lot more to it. And there's so much work to be done. And I feel that women, once women step out of that, you know, remove the blocks and step out, that more can be done openly without hesitation. And with firmness that you know exactly what you're doing, that you have the appropriate help to do everything that you're doing. And we help build up our communities, build our communities so we don't have our children being shot down in the street. We don't have our elders being die alone or being placed in nursing homes and placed, buried in another persuasion like, you know, Christianity or anything like that. We don't have that. We don't have people being sick and afraid to take Ifa medicine because, you know, or afraid to get care because they don't go to a regular doctor and they haven't gone to Ifa or they haven't found anybody in Ifa that they can go to cure them without a huge cost, and then they die when they shouldn't die, you know? So this is where we are. I'd like to thank my guests for coming on and all the EAs that spoke, and of course to all you that are listening in the audience. And Ia, can you please again for the benefit of the audience give your info so that if anyone wants to contact you they can, and you know, can you do that?
Okay. Yes, I can. It's I am, most people just say Yeye Fayomi, but it's the Iabia Awo Baye, Aloye Fayomi Falade, Awareni Obafemi. I'm from Ile Wamsong of Rumila Mimo Temple in Phoenix, Arizona. They can meet me in on Facebook when I come back off of sabbatical, because I've been on sabbatical for the last 2 weeks. We have a group on Facebook, and you can reach me at either eyafayomi@gmail.com or oyadun, O-Y-A-D-U-N, at yahoo.com. And the phone number is 623-849-7179. That's the number to the temple here. And I'm always willing to listen and to give you information.
Mm-hmm. Ashe. Yaba, can you give us your info as well? Yaba, are you online? Let me see. Where did Yaba go? I hope I didn't cut her off, my mistake. Anyway, so we have Yaba in Gainesville, and she also has the group online, Movement of Odu, and also another group, Spiritual Alchemy, that if you want to learn about Odu, and you want to learn about the esoteric meanings of the Odu and the deeper thoughts on Odu, you can also join her group. And also for myself, you know, I'm on Facebook as Ofe Ofe. And a lot of people wondering what that Ofe Ofe is. It's Oloye Fapunka Ayaba Egum Demi. And for people who, yes. Yes.
Shut it down and call it. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes. So people, you know, so people wondering what it means. But, so we're and that's Oloye Abiye, Erelu Abiye, from Ogboni. But here it is, you know, we have this huge responsibility, all of us, a huge responsibility to bring our way of life, and it's the women that are going to do it. This is my foresight. Women are the ones and particularly, I'm going to say it on air, it's going to be these Iyanfas that are spread across the diaspora that is going to bring everything to the fold. It's going to bring everything to the fold. Yes. Okay?
Ashe.
So, Ashe. And in doing so, you know, we're going to have to come together, do a lot of talking, a lot of collaboration, a lot of duties, a lot of things have to be done. Okay, I really appreciate everyone. Anyone else has anything else to say that's still online with us? Would like to add something? No?
I can add, hello?
Yes?
Hello? Okay,
yes.
I'm going to say that I can give my name and my contact information. My initiation names are Alafunfun Omutinue, Joanna Hunter. And I can be reached on Facebook using Joanna Hunter. I can also be reached on my website. I sell Orisha books, www.blackmadonnaenterprises.com.
Ashe.
Email address, joannahunter88@att.net. Or you can call me by phone, 973-220-9289. I have a New Jersey number because that's where I'm from, but I currently reside in San Antonio, Texas.
Absolutely beautiful. I know I enjoyed your input so much.
Thank you. I thank Chief Fagbe Maleke because she says that I've been hiding, okay? And it's time for me to get out of my own box. And, yes, I do Ifa work, and that's what I've been doing. I've been learning how to do Ifa work and working with people and not so much, you know, having a larger Facebook presence or communicating with other Yanni Fas. But, again, as I said, it's been through her pushing, okay, that I'm trying to put myself out there more. I'd also like to say something special for her, too. Many of you may know that she had surgery on her back, and so it would be good if all of we, Yanni Fa, could keep her in our prayers. So,
Ashe, we will.
Ashe. Okay, so thank you all very much. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Iya Fayomi. And it's always a pleasure, and you're very informative. And I hope that the Iyanfas out there, we can do more shows like this in the future. So if you want, you can contact me, 828-316-8379. That's 828-316-8379. Ashe, and have a good night.
Ashe.
Ashe.
O-double.
Ashe, O-double.
Okay.